The Lord can touch your marriage problems and turn it into victory if we will follow, if we will listen to our Lord's instructions, if we will believe in His mighty power. Let me continue. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. Oh, what an awesome picture. The Egyptians pursued them, and all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen followed them into the sea. And during the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He made the wheels of the chariots come off, so they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptian says, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Oh, I pray you get that last verse. I pray that you will believe that your Lord God will fight for you. May you be so encouraged and assured that your Lord will fight for you as you face your marriage crisis. See how God fights for His people as they walk in faith, not in fear, and in obedience to His word. Listen for His instructions. Choose today to walk in faith for restoration of your marriage being restored instead of walking in fear because of all of the impossible circumstances. Remember, you serve an awesome, mighty God. Remember who is on your side, your Lord God. In Mark 10:27, it says, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Let me read it again, because you need to memorize this scripture. This is one of the very first scriptures that my Lord gave to me. He kept saying to me, "You must believe. You must believe that I am so powerful that I can do anything." And I have found that out. Bob has found that out. My children have found that out when they've cried out for help through all their trials and tribulations of their life. Bob and I have had to cry out not only for marriage problems, for health issues, in anything. But most of all, Satan comes and keeps attacking us with our health because he doesn't want us to say this to you. But God is greater, and God does miracles over and over again, and He'll do it for you. Now, Mark 10:27, let's read it again, and let's memorize it today. "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Do you believe it? You must believe it. Ask the Lord to take that scripture and take it from your head and just memorizing it to your heart, to where you believe it. Over and over, we read in the Bible about men of God, such as Moses and then Joshua, where these two men had been chosen to lead 2 million people into the promised land that had giants. Oh, and you need to know about the giants. And you can read all about Moses and the spies that went over and saw the giants and said, "We're not going over there. It's a beautiful promised land, but there's giants." And that's what you may feel. You may feel all what your spouse is saying is like having a giant speak to you. Let me read what Moses told Joshua when he was commissioned to become the new leader.